Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, I told you about how the Federal Reserve Board of Governors held an emergency closed meeting last Monday, a sign to me that there was an imminent major financial crisis ready to shake the markets. I speculated on which of the looming problems might be discussed at this meeting. Well, it turns out that what happened last week was even more ominous than I warned you about. The Federal Reserve ended up having 3 days of emergency closed meetings last Monday through Wednesday. After Monday's meeting, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen went to the White House for an unprecedented direct closed meeting with President Obama and Vice President Biden. To have four short-notice emergency meetings at such high levels just about guarantees that an extreme crisis is at hand. Yet after these meetings were completed, the participants tried to pretend that there was nothing special about which to comment. It took less than 24 hours after the end of the last of these secret meetings for at least a part of the truth to come out. Last Thursday morning, officials at Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest bank, a primary trading partner of the U.S. government, and owner of the largest portfolio of derivatives contracts, revealed that it was reaching a settlement in the class action lawsuit against it for manipulation of the silver price fixes in the London market. Not only did the bank admit its guilt, it is paying millions of dollars to plaintiffs in the case. Further, the bank has agreed to cooperate in supplying evidence against HSBC, Scotiabank, and UBS, the other defendants in the lawsuit. Almost immediately after this story broke, Deutsche Bank officials also said they plan to reach a settlement in another class action lawsuit where they were accused of also manipulating the gold fix prices in the London market and would cooperate in the suit against the other defendants. This is perhaps the most important news story so far this year. For decades, the U.S. government, its allies, and primary trading partners have stated that they did not manipulate gold and silver prices. Come back Friday when I will detail how this one story will turn several financial markets upside down this year and why most media are not covering these developments. Right here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.